The FT.
Two women are leading this year's presidential election in Brazil, the incumbent head of state, Dilma Rousseff, and an upstart candidate, Marina Silva. A former senator and environment minister, Ms. Silva shot to the top of the polls when she took over as Socialist Party candidate last month, following the death of its previous presidential hopeful, Eduardo Campos. On the line with me is Joe Leahy, FT correspondent in Sao Paulo, to discuss the two rival candidates. Joe, to what do you attribute the astonishing rise of Marina Silva? What's her appeal to the electorate?
She has a very compelling life story. She's the daughter of poor rubber tappers who grew up in the Amazon. She was illiterate until she was 16 years old, and then she took herself to the local city in the state of Acre and taught herself to read, and then went on to get a degree in history. So she has that background, a background that a lot of Brazilians, millions in fact, could recognise. And she went on from there to work with Chico Mendes, a very famous environmentalist in Brazil opposing deforestation. And she eventually joined the Senate, joined the PT, the Workers' Party, and became environment minister. And during her time as environment minister, she had a lot of success in reducing the deforestation of the Amazon, which is an achievement that actually ranks in terms of a global achievement. So she's someone who has come from a very humble background, which a lot of Brazilians can identify with, and has used education to get herself to the very heights of power.
How does this record compare with the achievements and failings of the Dilma presidency?
Dilma also has a very compelling life story, but it's a life story that belongs a little bit to the past. She was a former guerrilla. She fought the dictatorship in Brazil, which ended in 1984. And she belongs to a generation of leftist politicians who struggled against the military of that time. Her achievements have been a great concern for social welfare. She has launched a lot of programs, extended the Bolsa Família, the Brazilian social welfare program in which the government pays a monthly stipend to families in exchange for sending their children to school and making sure they get health checks. It's an incredibly successful program, and Ms. Rousseff has pushed this program and extended it. On the other hand, on the economic front, she's introduced a sort of a more command and control style of management, a very centralized micromanagement style that has been criticized for being unproductive and for actually winding back the clock a little bit in terms of the way the economy here has been running. So we've seen interference to control the price of fuel, interference to control interest rates, all of these sort of old style Latin American ways of running the economy that have been largely discredited over the years. These have come back, and as a result, we've seen a lot of negative sentiment among investors against the Dilma government.
Which is the preferred candidate of the business community in Brazil?
It's by far at this stage Marina Silva, and that's because Marina, although she combines this life story that identifies very much with the poorer elements of society, she has on her side a group of economic advisers who are advising her to return to a more orthodox form of management of the economy, to target much more inflation, to try to keep the fiscal deficit under control, which has been a failing of the Dilma government, according to her critics. And these economic advisers are very trusted by the market, and there's a view that if she comes in, she may be able to deliver a positive shock in the first year to bring inflation back down towards the centre of the target, to balance the budget and start reducing public debt. And by the second year of her term, economic growth and investment could return. Marina Silva is promising a more of a high-level style presidency. She'll leave a lot of the economic management to professionals. She's talking about making the central bank officially independent. At the moment, it has unofficial autonomy. She wants to introduce a rule that will give the central bank president a fixed mandate that cannot be changed by an incoming president. In the case of Dilma, she is an economist herself, and there's a joke in Sao Paulo that the real finance minister in Brazil is actually Dilma, because she takes a great interest in managing the economy and in introducing her own measures. And as we've discussed, these include price controls and unorthodox ways of trying to control inflation and stimulate industry.
Do you think there are any particular issues that could swing the electorate in either direction? And what do the polls show as the election looms on October the 5th?
The key concern among voters is, at the moment, they've come through a period of 12 years of a PT rule. It would be difficult to argue that they're not better off than they were before. But they want change. They're tired of having poor hospitals, poor education, poor public services. So the key issue is, what do they stand to lose by changing? Now, we've seen Dilma wage a campaign to try to convince voters that a change with Marina would be a change for the worse, that it would be a step into the unknown, that her pro-market policies would lead to less food on their tables. And she has, with this campaign, she's come back quite strongly in the polls. Now, the polls are showing that in the second round runoff of the election will probably go to two rounds, and the first round is on October the 5th and the second on October the 26th. It looks like in the second round at the moment that they're both evenly matched, and before Marina was ahead. So this scare campaign by Dilma is having its effect. The key thing will be between the first and second rounds, they'll both have the same amount of free advertising time on television. And this will be the time when Marina Silva will have to try to convince voters that the change will be safe and that she will preserve the gains that they have made over the past 12 years under the PT.
What will be the biggest task facing whoever does win the presidential election?
The biggest task will be, in the initial phases, to win back the trust of the markets. Whoever wins is going to have to make some very tough choices on the budget and the economy. The first thing will be to get the budget back into a what they call a primary surplus. This is the surplus before interest rate payments, which at the moment is below the level where it needs to be to stop the government from accumulating more debt. Brazil's debt levels are reasonably comfortable, but it can't afford to be complacent because interest rates in Brazil are incredibly high. So if the debt levels go up, then the debt payments in the budget become unaffordable. So the next president will have to get this primary surplus up, and that will make some tough choices on the budget. Something is going to have to be cut, and that's going to be an incredibly difficult decision. And the other big challenge will be to change the microeconomic environment to attract more investment. Brazil has to recover the confidence of investors and get them to start investing more, particularly in infrastructure, because Brazil has supply bottlenecks at almost every level of the economy.
So who would you put your money on?
At this stage, I think it's 50-50. I think Marina Silva was leading in the past couple of weeks, but we'll have to see a much more effective campaign from her, I think, in the coming few weeks if she's going to win. I think at the moment, Dilma has the momentum.
Okay, thank you very much.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.